Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month, and even unto even, from evening unto evening shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh month shall be the feast of the tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. For the first day shall be a holy convocation, holy meeting. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. From the eighth day ye shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall make an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no service work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offering, everything upon his day. Besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day there shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day, and boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. That is the first mention of the word Israelites. He had changed Jacob's name to Israel. They'd been called Hebrews up until now, and he called them by Israel's new name, Israelites. Mm-hmm. And your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. That was chapter 23 of Leviticus. A little bit of a laborious reading, but let's get through it one time. And then we're going to spend a lot of time on the storylines of this Bible. But it's very, very necessary to see the bondage of the law. Every aspect of human life is put under bondage in the law. David and Jonathan, WVFF 97.7, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible and its Mysteries. God wants you to search out its mysteries, and if you look at every word, you examine every statement and every sentence, you will find things that you hadn't seen the first 30 times that you read them. Getting into chapter 24. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure olive oil beaten for the light to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening until the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlesticks before the Lord continually, and thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes and thereof 2/10 deals shall be in one cake. Thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row upon the pure table before the Lord, and thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row that is maybe on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant, and it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him of his offerings of the Lord made by fire for the perpetual statute. The priests were well fed, because these were sinful people. Mm-hmm. And there was a continual line of sacrifices coming to the temple. Well, at this time, the tent, the congregational tabernacle that God has made. And the son of the Israelitish women, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. So these two fought. It was a Hebrew woman, well, Israelite. We've switched to Israelitish, and God makes switches all the way through this room, and you got to get ready for it, because then you got to start calling them by that.
Right.
It was a son of an Israelite woman and an Egyptian, and he got in a fight with the son of an Israelitish woman and a man of Israel. So, and they got in a fight, and the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. They put him inward, that the mind of the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that hurt him lay their hands upon his head. Let all the congregation stone him. Wow. Mm. The law ends in death. It begins in bondage and it ends in death. It can never get you to heaven. The best it could ever get you was to paradise, separate from God. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he was that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of the Lord shall be put to death. And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death, and he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, it shall be done to him also. So you accidentally cut your neighbor's arm, you guys are working together, you get a cut on your arm just like it. Mm-hmm. I can see him going to the priest, says, all right, show me your arm, put it right here. Yeah. I put your arm next to it, and let me get the scalpel
still.
Out.
Yeah. Hold still.
Yeah. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And this was even accidental. If I accidentally, man, I would already be a mangled mess, because I work construction, and I accidentally hurt people many times.
Right.
And I would be a banged up mess. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it, and he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. He shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country. For I am the Lord your God. Everyone that is here gets treated equally. Mm-hmm. And Moses spake to the children of Israel, and they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses, and no one cursed afterwards for quite a while.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the law ends in death. Chapter 25, the book of Leviticus, Between the Lines, David and Jonathan on WVFF 97.7. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 7 years thou shalt prune thy vineyards. 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyards and gather in the fruit thereof, but in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. And we've seen this already earlier, and we learned this the hard way years ago here in this country, especially in this area, growing cotton every year. You know, Jack, the cotton field just ain't producing like it used to produce. I can't understand it. I'm using the same seed, and I'm doing everything the same. Them cotton plants used to be over waist high. Now they're barely getting up to your knee.
Yep.
Because the nutrients in the ground had been all used up. Now we have learned to fertilize and to rotate crops to allow. Sometimes farmers will put a certain type of crop in the field and not harvest it. Just let it die in the field and renutriate the ground. But God spells it out right here. Good farming techniques, everything that has to do with life is in the Levitical law. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. And shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Ye shall hallow the 15th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Is this the first year of Jubilee that we've seen? We're going to see, once you get in there, you're going to number 7 times 7 years of Sabbaths, and it will be 49 years. You will have the first year of Jubilee. After that, it will be every 7 years. Is that not correct, Johnson?
Sounds right to me.
Yes. And during the year of Jubilee, all debts are released. All servants are released. It is a way of resetting the economy, and God knew what he was doing, because things would thrive under that situation.
Yes.
In early in the year, you know, say you got 7 years till the year of Jubilee, or early in the year, you would be more apt to loan money. Later in the years, toward the end of Jubilee, you would not be so apt. You would know how to do it just right and keep the economy. That way, by doing this, there wouldn't be one section of this of society that would eventually own everything like it is today.
Right.
There's the top 10% that own 90% of everything in this country. But this was a reset. And Jubilee shall be 15th year to be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it, or the vine undressed. For it is the Jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat of the increase thereof of the field. In the year of Jubilee shall return every man unto his possession. If thou shalt sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of the years after the Jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according unto the number of the years of the fruits, he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fullness of years, thou shalt diminish the price thereof. For according to the number of years of the first doth he sell unto thee. And that's what he's talking about. Early in the year, for like in the first and second year of the 7 years, you'd be more apt to buy and sell. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Ye shall dwell in the land in safety, and the land shall yield her fruit. Ye shall eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat the 7th year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessings upon you in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. Wow. The God says, you know, you're not going to be able to grow on the 7th year. Don't be afraid. If you follow me with your heart, that's what it says there. Didn't say that in those words. You trust me and you follow me with your heart, the 6th year, your crops will be threefold, just like you had grown them for 3 years. Mm-hmm. You shall sow the 8th year and eat yet of old fruit until the 9th year. Until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store, and the land shall not be sold forever. For the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me. Imagine that. Can a man own land, really?
Yeah.
No. But the end in says, how does a man own land?
Right.
We live on the land. That's what God says here. It's mine. You live on it. And in all the land of your possessions, ye shall grant a redemption for the land. If thy brother be waxen poor and hath sold away some of his possessions, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. This is the kinsman redeemer, and it will come into play in the line of Christ. So you got to remember that. So if somebody got poor and they couldn't afford to live, and they sold away some of their possessions, one of their later kindred could come and buy it back, because God does not want his children to have to sell the things just to live. And if the man hath none to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, Then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possessions. Even if he sold it out of great need, if in many years he's able to buy it back, you must let him do it. Do not take advantage of the poor. Do not take advantage of your neighbor in a hard time. But if he be not able to redeem it, restore it to him. Then that which is sold shall remain in the land of him that hath bought it until the year of Jubilee. And in Jubile it shall go out, and he shall return unto his possession. So, God says, even if he can't buy it back, and he has no kindred to buy it back for him, the year of Jubilee, you must give it back. So, be careful when you think you're getting a good deal because Shlomo's broke and he's selling off things. Because unless it was a righteous sale at a fair market value, you might have to give it back. And if a man sell a dwelling house in the walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it. Throughout his generations it shall not go out in the Jubilee. The houses of the villages which have no wall around about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed and shall go out in the Jubilee. Notwithstanding the cities of the Levites and the houses of the cities of their possession may the Levites redeem at any time. And if a man purchase of the Levites, then the house that was sold and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Jubilee. For the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel. Levi was the only tribe that didn't get a possession of land. They were given their cities, and God said, I will take care of you. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. And if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him. Yea, thou, he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take in your neighbor if he's in poverty and need. Take now no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Do not charge him anything. Do not charge him any interest if you give him money. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury interest, nor lend him in thy victuals for increase. You give to him out of the increase that you have, and out of the goodness of your heart. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. And if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor, and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. But as a hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee and shall serve thee unto the year Jubilee. So, if he's in hard times and has to become a servant, and you have to buy his debt to get him out of that debt, you're not to make him a servant. You're to make him a hired man until the year of Jubilee. Then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possessions of his father shall he return. They are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondsmen. The Hebrew is a special creature to God. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shalt fear thy God. Both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the heathen that are ye round about you. Of them shall ye buy bondsmen and bondsmaids. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye buy, and of your families that are with you, which they beget in your land, and they shall be your possessions. Slavery, not a problem. And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondsmen forever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, ye shall not rule over another with rigor. And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. So if a Hebrew sells himself to strangers, one of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh of kin unto him of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself. He shall reckon with him, and bought him from the year that he was sold unto him unto the year Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years, according to the time of a hired servant shall it be with him. If there be yet any years behind, according unto them, he shall be given again the price of the redemption out of the money that he was bought for. If there remain but few years unto the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according unto the years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. So, depending on how many years he served, the price goes up or down. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with vigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For unto me the children of Israel are servants, they are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. That was Leviticus chapter 25. We are knee-deep in the law. God is laying down the law because the Israelites did not want the first covenant of follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. So he's putting them into bondage. So one day they'll realize that simplicity and the heart is all that God is after. You're here with David and Jonathan on WBFF 97.7. And you can find all of these past episodes for Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFFradio.com. And I hope you go back in there and catch up with us. We're in Leviticus 26, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.